Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing barriers and enablers to self-employment for women in Afghanistan. Part 1. Introduction. A complex intersection of traditional gender norms and progressive and regressive changes resulting from political instability has long shaped women's participation in public Afghan life. Over the last century, women and girls have experienced periods of improvement relating to the realization of their full range of rights. Many of these have been short-lived, with the pace and scale of change often resulting in widespread backlash, especially from community leaders. Since 2021, the interim Taliban authority has introduced numerous rules and decrees restricting women's and girls' mobility and participation in public and economic life, aimed at protecting women, girls, and the morality of society. Among these restrictions is the rule prohibiting women from working alongside unrelated men, effectively excluding women from most public and private sector jobs that also employ men. As a result, most women are restricted to home-based self-employment. Considering these restrictions, the number of new registered women-run businesses increased fourfold between 2021 to 2024, and the number of unlicensed women-run businesses is estimated to have more than doubled. That said, the proportion of women working is still disproportionately lower than it was prior to the dramatic fall from 2021 to 2022 after the ETA's return to power. Despite ostensible support for women's economic participation from some elements of the ETA, there is little practical support available. This makes self-employment the only viable option for most women who want or need to work. That said, many women face barriers related to the ETA policies and gender norms, such as restricted access to markets and lack of capital or access to credit. The costs involved in accessing support to scale up a business can also be prohibitive, and eligibility is tied to a business owner having a license through business registration. In many rural areas, women are unaware of the potential that licensing and the support of the Afghan Chamber of Commerce and Industry hold. For example, the latter can help them obtain a recommendation letter for financial support from minor banks. Many women work informally, without a license, and rely on family and friends for initial financial support. On the 16th of May 2024, the ETA announced that international humanitarian assistance should shift to sustainable development style support that reduces the need for and dependency on aid. Support for livelihood creation is not new for humanitarians, but the current socio-political environment means that any present-day support for livelihoods will occur within the context of restrictions for women. This report examines current economic opportunities for women in Afghanistan, which are almost entirely in the private sector, based on self-employment, and have a strong focus on home-based work and work in the informal sector. With limited opportunities available to them, more women have opened self-employment and small and medium-sized enterprises to support themselves and their families. Increased support for women in business can allow women to exercise greater agency, although this is likely to continue facing the challenge of prevailing gender norms that limit women's participation in civic and economic life. This report seeks to identify the barriers and enablers for self-employed women to participate in the labor force in the current socio-economic context. Key findings. 1. Women's access to the labor market has shrunk significantly since 2021, with most public sector jobs now unavailable to women and most men-run businesses reluctant or unable to employ women because of the many restrictions associated with their mobility and ability to interact with men without the presence of a mahram. 2. ETA restrictions on women's work have pushed more women into self-employment that is primarily home-based and typically unlicensed. In 2024, there was a fourfold increase in the number of new businesses run by women, driven primarily by reduced options in the public sector and an increase in household needs. 3. The new law for the propagation of virtue and prevention of vice and various ETA directives appear to have less impact on rural working women than on their urban counterparts. This is likely because more urban women previously worked in the public sector and because women's economic participation in rural areas tends to be more in line with traditional gender norms and the ETA's own rulings. 4. A key barrier preventing women from starting their own businesses is the lack of access to formal credit. Most women rely on financial support from family and friends because access to formal credit is tied to business registration, which is predicated on assets or funding. 5. The women consulted for the report agreed that both the ITA and humanitarian organizations have a role to play in supporting women's economic participation, but it is apparent that most entrepreneurs require more support if their businesses are to survive and thrive. Women require longer-term mentoring and advice to allow them to access financial resources and new markets, as well as to scale up their businesses, besides direct financial help. 6. Humanitarian support for women's economic participation is currently aligned with ITA guidelines, restricting the autonomy of organizations to implement programming with a stronger gender transformative focus that is also based on gender-sensitive market analysis. 7. ITA restrictions and stipulations on aid create challenges for humanitarian organizations providing livelihood support for women, as these sometimes require the distribution of assistance in a manner that does not align with donor requirements and provide assistance directly to men rather than women. 8. Most women consulted said that the benefits of an AUXI membership were insufficient. Women in rural areas said they need tailored support to access registration support and benefits and suggested free licensing through the AUXI. Part 3. This report also gives an overview of women's economic participation in Afghanistan, shares current self-employment opportunities for women, gendered barriers impeding women's self-employment and enabling factors and opportunities for women's self-employment. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.